Nigel, what a turnaround in the end, but overall, how do you rate that performance from your team tonight?
Very poor at times. Last 15 minutes, fine, but before that, not very happy with a lot of the things that went on.
What in particular?
Quality on the ball, certainly. Gave the ball away, and then when we did get into any sort of situations at all, we didn't provide any sort of quality in and around their penalty area up until the last 15 minutes.
We looked, there were some decent balls in the first half going across the goal, but no one intending to gamble on those crosses. Was that a frustration for you?
Yeah, well, the frustration also is when you lose Baxter and you lose Murphy and you lose Campbell Rice, who arguably are three most dangerous players, then it's going to be a sort of slight readjustment. But we've got enough out there with Higdon and McNulty up top to get us a goal tonight. Very disappointed with the goals we conceded as well.
The Howard one, take us through that. It appeared from this range, it's a long way away, admittedly, but it appeared that he had the ball in two hands. What was your viewing of that goal?
Exactly that. And I think you saw Mark's reaction as well. I think Mark's the sort of lad that if he's made the mistake, then he wouldn't chase the referee 30, 40 yards. But he did, he had both hands on the ball, and then it's been kicked out of his hands. So we thought that was a free kick.
Keith Edwards, who's alongside a former striker of this club, felt McNulty looked sharp at times tonight. You could see the quality he's got, the way he received the ball, the way he took the ball. Would you agree?
Yeah, he showed little glimpses. Yeah, he's getting there. Showed little glimpses. He's still settling in, and he's going to be some time. And, you know, coming down from Scotland, from the, you know, where he did, it's going to take some time to settle in. But he's showing glimpses, which is good. You know, we haven't had to rely on him week in, week out, which has been good. So he's been fresh when he has played. He'll probably get a bit more time now with the others being injured.
And Higdon's going to take a bit of time as well?
Yeah, he's still getting up to speed. He got hold of it a couple of times tonight, but strikers thrive on confidence as well. And he's had a couple of opportunities tonight, header from a corner. One of those goes in, and that's going to help him.
The difference seemed to be the man who came in from the bench, Scougal. As soon as he gets it, he's direct, positive, wants to run at people. Things seem to start happening when he came on. Would you agree?
Completely. Thought he changed the game. We couldn't put him on much earlier because he's not kicked the ball for several weeks now, so it was a risk even putting him on tonight. He was only on because Jamal Campbell-Rice didn't make it, but just that energy and that spark and the willingness to sprint with the ball, which not many of his teammates had tonight.
He seemed to lift everybody else, though, when he came on.
You
set the example, didn't he?
Exactly. You only need one to do it. One or two, and that sets everybody else off. But then in a game like that for the first hour, somebody else should be taking on that mantle and saying, just a minute, I'll get hold of the game here. But James Wallace showed not bad at times. Got to pass the ball a bit more, but he looks strong when he's running with the ball. He's got to choose better these times to pass it.
And in Davis, you've got a great striker of the ball. It was his goal that started the recovery.
Yeah, the right-hand side's generally been good, him and Craig Alcott. They weren't tonight, but he's got himself two goals, and it did start the recovery. It's amazing, you know, we know ourselves, you're 2-0 up, and you're cruising in a game, somebody gets one back, changes the whole game totally, everybody gets nervous a little bit, you get another one, and it's game on.
You can't have had too many games in your lifetime where you scored 3 in 5 minutes to win a game 3-2, especially so late as well.
No, we had a couple at Burton, actually, a couple of 4-3s. In our last season, but no, it is very difficult to do that, to come back, especially when you've not been playing well. I think you can do it in a game where you played well, you're lucky to concede a goal or two and then you come back, but we didn't see that coming tonight from the sort of performance. We looked, a lot went in Saturday. We've had the 2-week break, long trip down, a bit lethargic and a bit leggy, but it's amazing when that first goal went in how it changed.
Bit of a scare then tonight, one perhaps you got away with on reflection?
Yeah, I'd say that. I think we did get away with it. Just said to them, delighted with the result, not very happy with the performance.
So will you make changes again at the weekend, or has it perhaps raised a few questions in your mind from what you've seen tonight that perhaps weren't there before?
Well, I think it gave some people opportunities tonight. Some have taken them, some haven't, who thought they might have been in the team in the last few weeks. So we'll see who's available and just try and get our best side out there to try and get a point or three at Swindon.
But on the plus side, it keeps the momentum, doesn't it? You stay unbeaten for, what, 6 games now, League and Cup?
Very important. We'd have taken a 2-2 in that regard, obviously, but to get the win does keep the momentum going. And it's nice to score 3 goals as well. As people are telling us, we're only averaging a goal a game. We're more concerned with stopping them going in the other end.